When did you decide to be a comic book writer? Well, a writer in general, because you probably wrote other stuff, if anything.
Well, it kind of happened by accident. You know, I wanted to figure out a way to continue to build and brand the Brimstone character outside of professional wrestling. And, you know, in order to do that, I needed some kind of a medium. So I figured comic books were a fantastic way to go about it. Always had been a fan of comic books. I always wanted to be an artist. I can draw, but, you know, obviously not to the level that I'd need in the books. That being said, you know, I started talking to a couple of people and, you know, that I partnered up with and said, hey, what do you think about, you know, putting together a comic book? And, you know, got them together, found an artist, found another artist, and together we came a team and, you know, put out the first issue of Brimstone and the Border Hounds on October 31st, 2010. We launched in Borders Books, which was unheard of at that time. And then Borders Books wound up closing down shortly after. We re-released at Barnes & Noble, Mead Alton Worldwide, January 11, 2011. And we've been running strong ever since. Hope I'm making sense.
No, it's making perfect sense. What brings you to the tattoo convention, being that, you know, you're a comic book artist per se? And people don't realize that this is more than just tattoos here. It's more of like just other forms of expressing art as well.
Absolutely. You know, first of all, I know the people that are running the events very well. You know, we've seen each other for many years at all the different events that I attend that are in this area. So they were gracious enough to invite me to come down and sign here this weekend. So I am one of their featured celebrity guests, you know. And, yeah, you know, it's art. Art, whether it's on the skin or on paper or anywhere else, you know, it's art. So, you know, it's good for people to understand that that's what these events are about. You know, it's not just about tattooing, but it's about the culture of art in general. Hope I'm making sense.
Make perfect sense.
Okay, good.
And I see you have seasoning there, barbecue sauce there, which seems to be hot sauce there.
Yep.
This is stuff that you wouldn't expect to see at a tattoo convention. So can you just give me an idea of all this stuff that you have going on right here?
Well, I have a little bit of everything. I don't have everything with me, but I have a little taste of everything that my company, Hound Comics, Inc., Hound Entertainment, does. You know, we have our backpacks, which are made by eSport. They're sold in Walmarts around the country, around the world. And what do you call it? They're also found on The Big Bang Theory. So if you watch the show and you know who Raj is, it's you know, our backpack is the one that's sitting right on the back of his door, which is really cool. We also have our sauces and seasonings, which are also on Big Bang Theory. I'm on tour. I told my agents originally, I said, you know, I'm not going to sit and just see the inside of a hotel room and a car and, you know, and an arena and so forth. I said, if I'm going to tour again, you know, I want to actually see what's in the areas, you know, and, you know, I want to see the country this time. So we started doing, you know, we said, like, you know, everybody's got to eat. Let's do food reviews. So I started doing food reviews called Food Hound Tidbits 3 seasons later. You know what I mean? We have our own line of sauces and seasonings, you know, and obviously, you know, since we have the comic book, you know, we branded them with the comic, you know, and they're actually in the comic as well. So it's a, you know, it's a nice circle of events. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool. So, you know, and I have the little Brimstone toys. I've got the little plushes from Three Coconut Monkey here. You know, it's cool, man. We do everything. You know, you can't just do one thing anymore. You got to be a jack of all trades.
Well, going back to wrestling, like, this is just basically a question here. Is like, when you were wrestling, did you ever think that you would be able to just, that would be like an opening of the door for you to do all this stuff, the comic book, the food, the reviews, and all that stuff?
Maybe not everything that I'm doing now, but I did know that it was going to be an opening of the door to you know, further marketing and so forth. I mean, I've always been into, you know, sales and marketing and advertising, and, you know, even while I was touring with professional wrestling, I was pretty high up in a bunch of the, like, major corporate monsters. So, you know, for me personally, I knew that when I was coming up with the name and the brand itself, I had to come up with something memorable and marketable. And that's why I came up with the Brimstone name. And it wasn't easy, you know what I mean? But, you know, it was something that I felt, you know, could lend itself to pretty much anything, you know, following my career in the ring, you know. So here I am now, like I said, you know, years and years later. And, yeah, we've got a little bit of everything.
Is there anything else that you, but that's not here at the moment, that you do also other than it?
Yeah, we do. We have our custom brimstone cookies. You can get brimstone cookies, butterwinks. I have my own jerky based on the sweet heat treat sauce that I have. Let's see, I have my cologne through Demeter Fragrances, so you can get those in certain Walgreens around the country, depending on which ones they're in. Let's see, I have my own sword line, so, you know, if you're looking for a cool samurai sword, I have the brimstone swords are through Dragon Song Forge. So, you know, that's just a little, again, a little touch. I have a bunch of different things going on. Nifty candy, I have, you know, brimstone candy coming out, you know, so that's cool. You know, like I said, you know, for people to give me a shot, take a look, you know, and see what we got. And
seems like a lot of people giving you a shot.
Yeah, man, you know, we do well, thank goodness, and I'm so glad that we get the support that we do from our fans. You know, hey, all you can do is put the stuff out there and then see what happens.
So we have comic books, cologne, swords, kids
hot
books.
Sauce,
kids books. Let's Toys. Just touch on the swords and the cologne. Like, when did you decide, like, all right, I'm going to reach out to that demographic and get into those?
The cologne thing, you know, look, I think of anything that's going to be realistic and anything that's going to be something that my fans could utilize. If, you know, you go with, like, the Gene Simmons method, if you know who Gene Simmons of Kiss is.
Yeah.
Gene pretty much wants to put his face on everything. Well, if I could put Brimstone's face on everything, it's probably a smart thing to do. So, you know, anything that I can do that makes sense, I do it. The cologne was just an obvious thing. I like to smell good. People like to smell good. You know, I was able to take it and deal with Demeter Fragrances, which is an amazing company. They do all the crazy, fun, eclectic, you know, scents. So, you know, when I dealt with them, you know, we used a little bit of jalapeno. You know, we used a little bit of heat. You know what I'm saying? Used some dragon fruit. Stuff that made it fit with the Brimstone persona. So, you know, I've got them for the men and for the women. You know, as in the swords, I mean, that's an easy answer. You know, Brimstone's going to get a sword in the comic.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it makes some cool things through hands. It's real fun. And actually, through Three Coconut Monkey, if you're familiar with, like, the little vinyl collectible figures, we have the vinyl collectible Brimstone coming out within the next couple of months through Three Coconut Monkey. They're ridiculously cool. Very, very cool. And I will have them available at events.
All right, thank you. I don't want to take up too much. Wait, one more question.
No problem.
Because, like, can you just, I've asked a few guys about this, well, a few people I've interviewed, like, describe the atmosphere in here. Like, it seems really different than what you expect. Like, from the outside looking in, you would have one perspective of it, but when you get here, it's completely different.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, the atmosphere is very laid back. It's cool. It's, you know, you've got everybody who's here, for the most part, they're here because they appreciate the art. They're here because they appreciate, you know, the ability to express that art, you know, whether, like I said, it's on paper or on their bodies. So, you know, it's very, you know, chill environment, I guess is the best way to put it. Everybody's here. They're interested in seeing what's going on. You know what I mean? You know, for me personally, you know, I think that everybody that's come before or fed now, you know, do my best to make sure to put it all out there and give them what they're looking for, you know. I'm glad that I fit in with everything that's happening. So, very chill vibe, very cool, you know, especially when you're coming in and, you know, I mean, look, I'm a big guy. I'm a scary guy when I'm not smiling. But, you know, you get a big dude, you know, that's tatted from head to toe and they've got, you know, piercings coming out of every which orifice. That can be intimidating to some people. But for all intent and purpose, everybody is so even keel, relaxed, chill, and friendly to talk to. So it's a great environment. I definitely would tell anybody to come out and enjoy a show like this.